Well, now let's consider the recent political upheaval as seen through the lens of television.
After this, just think what kind of flabby con men will see a path to the White House. The corruption, the lies, the 100 million cocktail waitresses he's groped, or worse.
That's a fictionalized Ann Coulter from Impeachment, American Crime Story. It's the latest Hollywood project depicting the rise of a kind of conservative politics we've all become familiar with. Impeachment dramatizes the Monica Lewinsky scandal. It's now in the middle of its 10-episode run on FX. But other shows and movies focus on Fox News, The Loudest Voice and Bombshell, Televangelists, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and the anti-feminist movements like Mrs. America. So what is all of this saying about the politics of our past and our present? For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Welcome, Eric.
Hi.
Let's start with Impeachment. It's full of familiar faces that have made headlines during the Trump era, not just Ann Coulter, but also George Conway and Laura Ingraham and a whole lot more. Do you think that this show is effective at depicting a political movement as it gathers steam?
Well, you know, I think the show is, of course, mostly focused on Monica Lewinsky and Linda Tripp, and to a somewhat lesser extent, Paula Jones, the women sort of at the heart of the scandals that Bill Clinton faced when he was in office. And a big part of that is the way in which conservative opponents of Clinton and the Democrats were involved in helping get these women's stories to the public. So we get a sense of how Ann Coulter had kind of built her fame by commenting on these issues. And, you know, Colby Smulders is like amazing playing Ann Coulter. She really nails the voice and the attitude. And we've got a great clip of her actually talking about the Republican Party and the difference between the conservative activists who were a big part of this push and more moderate Republicans. Let's listen to it.
You're boring. That's the problem with you Republicans.
You're a Republican.
I'm a conservative. You're all too nice. What does that get you? It gets you Dole.
What's wrong with Dole?
He lost. Idiotic American females couldn't wait to reelect their fat boyfriend.
So there, in a nutshell, is sort of the conflict between moderate Republicans and this new aggressive brand of Republicans that would come to be called Tea Party Republicans and then would come to probably form the core of Trump's base of support when he rose to become a politician.
I'm interested to know your thoughts on this, though, too. I mean, it seems like shows like Impeachment are also about the media and the media's manipulators, so to speak. We can add the movie The Eyes of Tammy Faye to this group as well. Do you think this trend is also about the media turning a critical eye on its own power?
Well, you know, basically what's happening is we're looking back on something that happened a long time ago. And now we're realizing all of these trends that were either sparked by that event or were sort of encouraged and enlarged by that event. Matt Drudge is a good example of that. He has this amazingly popular website that grew out of him revealing that Newsweek was going to publish an expose about Monica Lewinsky and then held off on publishing it. So his website published it, and then it grew and became this huge media platform that it is today. And there's a great scene in Impeachment where Drudge is talking to Ann Coulter and some other conservatives. Let's check it out.
Great to finally have an ally in the news business. What took so long?
Well, my dear Anne, the internet needed to be invented. You know how many people read the holy New York Times? About 1 million. At the rate I'm going, I'll blow past that by the end of next year. Print is dead.
So print isn't necessarily dead, but he had a great point. And we get to see these early kernels, and it's really interesting to see how they have flowered into these media platforms that we are dealing with today.
Eric, you touched on this a little bit, but why do you think we're seeing these shows and movies come out right now? I mean, is it just because Hollywood got interested in conservative movements after Trump's election? Or is it what we always do? We go back and share historical narratives to offer a chance for us to reflect.
you know, that 25-year time period is a good time period where we can look back. It's enough distance that we can see these trends kind of flower into the things that they're going to become. I also say that, you know, whenever you're looking at a film or a TV show about something that happened in the past, that piece is never about the period that it's depicting. It's always about the period where the thing was made. So when you look at impeachment, it's about us now. It's about the political environment we're in now, the media environment that we're in now, even though the storyline is set in the past.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.